Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Friday, our day for prayer and reflection. This week we talked about a story from the book of Daniel in the Old Testament about three men who were condemned to die in a fiery furnace. When the king looked inside to see where those three men were, he saw them still alive with a fourth man who looked like a son of man, who we talked about, a son of God, which we identified with Jesus. So we're going to take some time to pray and reflect about that. I'll suggest some topics to pray for and leave some pauses for you to talk to God yourself, either aloud or in your thoughts. But we start with a little time of silence just to focus our thoughts on God before I make my suggestions. Well, we start by addressing our prayer to the all-powerful God who created and sustains everything and can intervene when He desires, even in the things that terrify us, even in death, one thing that we could never overcome as humans. God can be there with us. He is everywhere. He is all-powerful. Well, now in confession, let's acknowledge before God that we don't always have the trust in God that we should. We don't always recognize Him for who He is. We quite often trust in our own fears, our own sense of control, more than trusting in God's power and control over everything. So, however you have avoided confrontation, avoided anything scary out of fear, let's confess that. Well, now let's give thanks that even in the situations that terrify us most, God is there with us, and that in the big picture of our world, when this world around us was on fire, when our deaths were inevitable and final, God came into this world for all of us to allow us to follow Him through death and into life. So let's give thanks that this story in the Old Testament was just a sign and a hint of the greater story that was still to come with Jesus Christ coming into the world, into this fiery furnace of a world to save us. Well, and finally, in supplication, we ask God for something. So let's ask God to come into the troubled parts of our lives, the terrifying parts, the unhappy parts, the parts that feel like they're on fire, or where we are literally facing death. Invite Him to come into your life, to be there with you as He was with those three men in the story. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great weekend of rest and community. Bye for now.